With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDEA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalise and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at IDEAIreland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
From the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios, this is Bloomberg Daybreak for Tuesday, May 30th, coming up today.
President Biden and Speaker McCarthy work the phones in support of their debt ceiling deal.
Elon Musk lands in Beijing for his first visit to China in 3 years.
Jamie Dimon is also headed to Asia for JP Morgan Chase's China Summit.
And Wall Street gears up for this week's jobs report.
Memorial Day parades took place across the nation, including in New York City. Plus another wave of attacks as Russia pummeled Ukraine's capital. I'm Michael Barr. More ahead.
I'm John Stashower in sports. The Yankees began their road trip with a win in Seattle. NBA playoffs. Miami won Game 7 in Boston.
That's all straight ahead on Bloomberg Daybreak, the business news you need to start your day in just one 15-minute podcast. Each morning on Apple, Spotify, the Bloomberg Business app, and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Here are the stories we're following today.
Karen, a deal is in place to avert a potential U.S. default as soon as next week. Now, the real work begins for President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy getting their members to vote for it. The president says he's been on the phone personally with lawmakers to try to win their support.
You know, I never say I'm confident what the Congress is going to do, but I feel very good about it. I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell, and it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
Now, the first test for President Biden and that deal comes this afternoon when the House Rules Committee takes up the bill. If it passes there, the agreement could head for a vote on the House floor by tomorrow.
Well, Nathan, in political news outside the country, new signs of tension between the U.S. and China with another request to meet with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuffed by Beijing. And Bloomberg's Ed Baxter has the story.
The U.S. had been waiting for an answer, and it comes back, no. Pentagon says very concerning. China had demanded the sanctions that are in effect on Austin's counterpart, Li Xiangfu, to be lifted so they would be on equal footing. Now, that has not happened. The Pentagon says it is very concerned because it feels there need to be open lines of communication. The meeting would have happened in Singapore this week. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Ed, thanks. Well, a couple top CEOs in the U.S. are in China this week. Jamie Dimon takes center stage tomorrow at the JP Morgan Chase China Summit. We get the story from Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo.
This will be the first major event held by a global bank in mainland China since the country exited its zero COVID policy after 3 years of virtual events. More than 2,600 bankers and clients will gather for 2 days at a hotel in the finance hub of Shanghai. Dimon will be confronting a business landscape that looks vastly different from his visit 4 years ago. Back in 2019, the last time the flagship event was held in person, the U.S. bank and its Wall Street peers were gearing up to cash in on China's long-awaited opening of its $60 trillion financial sector. This year, the conference is being held against the backdrop of a U.S.-China relationship that's at its worst in decades. Lisa Mateo, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Lisa, thanks. We're going to bring you an interview with J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon tomorrow morning right here on Bloomberg Daybreak at 5 a.m. Wall Street time.
Well, Nathan, Elon Musk is in China. His private jet landed in Beijing a few hours ago. This is the billionaire's first trip to the country in 3 years. Bloomberg News has learned Musk is expected to meet senior Chinese officials and visit Tesla's Shanghai factory. Sources say he will potentially meet Premier Li Qiang to discuss automated driving technology that Tesla is seeking to introduce in China.
Turning to the Chinese economy, Karen, two new surveys suggest the country's manufacturing sector improved or at least stabilized in May. Bloomberg Daybreak Asia anchor Brian Curtis has more from Hong Kong.
China Beigebook says its surveys show manufacturing up notably from April. It said domestic and foreign orders also picked up. Separately, Goldman Sachs cited gains in the PMI for emerging industries. Now, one might surmise the data would spruce up sentiment a little after a rough recent period, but markets paid little heed. Still, China Beigebook said revenue and profit margins for Chinese manufacturers increased in May, and so did the service and retail sectors. The official PMI comes out tomorrow. In Hong Kong, Brian Curtis, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Brian, thank you. Well, in Europe, Spanish inflation slowed by more than anticipated. May's reading moderated to 2.9%. That's the least in almost 2 years, as fuel costs fell and the growth in food prices eased. The result follows April's uptick to 3.8%.
Here in the U.S., Karen, it's going to be a shortened trading week, but we get a slew of key economic reports, culminating with Friday's jobs report. The median forecast is for a gain of 190,000 non-farm payrolls. Sarah House is senior economist at Wells Fargo.
I think what we should expect is a continued moderation in job growth. So, over the past 3 months, payrolls have averaged a gain of 222,000. So I think we'll probably see some moderate slowing there, maybe something around 200,000.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says she'll be watching for other data this week to inform that forecast, including the ISM manufacturing survey and JOLTS job openings.
Well, Nathan, Wall Street will also see a number of tech companies report quarterly earnings this week. We get a preview from Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
Among those tech names, Broadcom, Dell Technologies, Salesforce, VMware, and HP. It comes amid what many are calling better-than-feared quarterly earnings. Mona Mahajan is senior investment strategist at Edward Jones.
Although earnings growth this past quarter did exceed expectations, we're still looking at negative earnings growth and really now three back-to-back negative earnings quarters. So valuation is expanding. Breadth has been narrow.
Also this week, more insight as to the strength of the consumer with reports from Lululemon Athletica and Dollar General. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Charlie, thanks. And a new Bloomberg poll says this year's big tech rally will continue. 41% of nearly 500 participants in our Markets Live Pulse survey say the highest returns this year would come from buying quality stocks focused on profitability. That includes taking long positions in companies like Apple and Microsoft, which have surged as markets embrace growth and shy away from economically sensitive industries. And for a look at some of the other stories making news in New York and around the world, we're joined by Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nathan. Memorial Day parades took place across the country to honor the memory of the people who have died for our country. In New York, Mayor Eric Adams attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Intrepid Museum. The mayor also took part in ceremonies at the Soldiers and Sailors Monument along Riverside Drive. In Chappaqua, New York, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton marched in a parade. In Metuchen, New Jersey, a family is getting the remains of their loved one who died during World War II. Staff Sergeant Michael Uhren was a 21-year-old gunner when his group of bombers came under heavy attack by Germany. His plane went down and he was buried in Germany. Uhren's nephew, Michael Joseph Uhren.
The Army contacted me and said, would you like to have him buried in Arlington? And I said, I really like to have him buried in Metuchen. His whole family's here.
Uhren says his uncle's remains were found after a German family remembered where the American soldier had been buried after his plane crashed. It was a violent Memorial Day on a Hollywood, Florida beach. 9 people, including 3 children, were shot. All are said to be in stable condition. Hollywood, Florida Police Chief Chris O'Brien.
It's unfortunate when we have law-abiding citizens come to our beach to enjoy the day that gets disrupted by a group of criminals who engage in this type of violent activity.
Chief O'Brien says at least one person has been detained. In Chicago, 44 people were shot, 9 fatally in Memorial Day weekend gun violence. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
We have a lot of work to do in the city. Poverty didn't go away over the weekend. Like, we understand that when communities have been disinvested in and traumatized, that you're seeing the manifestation of that trauma.
Mayor Johnson and activists are calling on gun owners to keep locks on weapons to protect children. Drones damaged several residential buildings in Moscow early today as Russia pummeled Ukraine's capital with a new wave of airstrikes. The drone attack was the biggest on the Russian capital since President Vladimir Putin ordered last year's invasion of Ukraine. Global News, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg, Nathan.
Thanks, Michael. Time now for a Bloomberg Sports update, and for that, we bring in John Stashower.
Thanks, Nathan. The Celtics just did something only 3 teams had ever done in NBA history. Win 3 times, went down 3-0 in the series, but still no team has come all the way back. The Miami Heat prevented that from happening by holding the Celtics to 39% shooting, winning Game 7, going away in Boston 103-84. Jimmy Butler scored 28 points.
Just confident. I know the work that we all put into it, so I know what we're capable of. But nobody's satisfied. We haven't done anything. We don't play just to win the Eastern Conference. We play to win the whole thing.
The Heat avenge a Game 7 loss to Boston in last year's East Final. That was a series where the road team went 5-2. Same thing happened in this series. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, Miami at Denver. Stanley Cup Final begins Saturday, Florida at Vegas. Golden Knights, who like the Heat, were up 3-0. Saw that lead cut to 3-2, but Vegas won Game 6 in Dallas 6-0. Yankees in Seattle, big night for Aaron Judge. 2-run homer off the foul pole, then a double, then another home run. He's up to 17, and Judge capped it by going over the wall to take a home run away. Yanks with 18 hits, beat the Mariners 10-4. The win to Domingo Herman, who returned from his suspension. Mets were off. They host the Phillies tonight. The X-Men, Marcus Stroman, with a complete game one-hit shutout for the Cubs, a 1-0 win over Tampa Bay. Notre Dame won the NCAA lacrosse title for the first time, beat Duke in the final. Novak Djokovic, first-round win at the French Open. The second seed, Daniil Medvedev, plays this morning in Paris. So does the women's top seed, Iga Swiatek. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports.
With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalise and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at idaireland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
From coast to coast, from New York to San Francisco, Boston to Washington, D.C., nationwide on Sirius XM, the Bloomberg Business App, and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager. With 6 days to go till a potential default, both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are trying to sell their deal to raise the debt ceiling to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and to the public. The president's brushing aside criticism that he hasn't been fully engaged in the negotiations.
One of the things that I hear some of you guys saying is, why doesn't Biden say what a good deal it is? Why would Biden be saying what a good deal is before the vote? You think that's going to help me get it passed? No.
And that was the president before he left Washington yesterday for Delaware. We're expecting him to be back in Washington, D.C. later today. Joining us now from the nation's capital, Greg Valliere, chief U.S. policy strategist at AGF Investments. Greg, I want to talk to you about the politics surrounding this long negotiation. But before that, how do you see the whip count right now? From what we understand, both the president and the speaker have been working the phones through the long holiday weekend. Do you think they've got enough support to get this deal passed next week?
I think so, Nathan. Good morning. First of all, the great irony here is that Kevin McCarthy is going to have to get about 100 Democrats in the House to go along with him because there are so many defections among conservative Republicans in the House. But I think he'll get that. And then we move – well, today we have a big fight in the Rules Committee that has to get done. But the final big fight comes early next week in the Senate, where Lindsey Graham and other hawks are saying this is not sufficient for defense spending. So there are still some possible potholes in the next few days.
All right. Well, let's go through some of those potholes one by one. You mentioned the House Rules Committee. That hurdle comes up later on this afternoon, and we're already hearing from some members, some conservative members in that committee, saying that they might put some roadblocks up for this. Could we see potential issues even in the Rules Committee later today?
Not out of the question. You may recall Kevin McCarthy made lots of promises a few months ago to become Speaker, and one of them was to put three very conservative Republicans on the Rules Committee. All three will vote against this bill, but there's another Republican who's probably going to vote for it, and if necessary, maybe even Democrats would vote for it. So it's a close call, but I think it makes it through the Rules Committee.
And then it gets to the full House, where I would imagine that some of those same dynamics are in play.
Yeah, exactly. And I think McCarthy will have enough votes from Democrats. So I do think it makes it through the House.
And when it comes to the House, to have a lot of Democrats coming out in support of this, does that potentially put his speakership at risk?
It could. That could be a story later this summer. It's not a story for this week. I think they're fairly pleased with the work he's done. But it only takes a handful of votes to perhaps oust him. What he's got going for him, Nathan, is that there's no logical successor.
Moving on to the Senate, you mentioned some potential hurdles there with particularly defense hawks on the Republican side coming out against this. We've also heard as well from Utah Senator Mike Lee a few days ago tweeted that he'd put up every procedural hurdle at his disposal to delay this bill. Could that raise a risk that we get potentially to June 5th and maybe don't have this thing passed in time?
That is a risk. I think that the Treasury Department probably would do something extraordinary. Maybe they'd sell assets in the Highway Trust Fund or the Social Security Trust Fund, and they'd put the money back in, you know, later in the spring. But I do think that there is a chance that Lindsey Graham and others could drag this out to a point where default remains as a real concern.
And one other potential concern is a lot of the, for lack of a better word, pork that could be included in this bill as well, if you want to interpret it that way. We know that Senator Manchin in particular got a provision where he's going to have a pipeline that he's been pushing for included in this bill as well. What about some of the provisions that are included in this bill? It's obviously not a clean debt ceiling bill that President Biden wanted.
No, it's not. And a lot of these provisions, I think, have been watered down. The Republicans on issue after issue cut way back on what they wanted. And I think because of that, I don't see this as a real headwind for the economy. I'd prefer to call it a light breeze for the economy. It's not going to be that damaging because $1 trillion in cuts over 10 years, well, you divide that by 10. That's not a lot of money by Washington standards.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond.
Look for us on your podcast feed at 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 1061 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco.
Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, "Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130.
Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, SiriusXM Channel 119, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.